I'm Tom Baker, and you are listening to my favorite internet radio show, Hacker Voice Radio. It's even more yummy than ice cream.
Comrades, you are listening to Hacker Voice Radio on the 1st of March 2006. I am Bilal Zizel.
Don't start that again.
That
took a half hour of last night's show, I think.
Yeah, probably. And and that's Planet Lave right there.
Hello.
Yeah. Coming to you live from London Town. Codename Red Cobra.
Oh.
You know those there was those funky kind of martial arts stuff like Pheasant enters Spider's Cave. I thought of a funny one.
Right.
Fat bloke eats kebab.
That's like your special kung fu move.
Yeah. Drunken yob throws bottle.
I think a lot of people already know that one.
Yeah. Well, you try your best from time to time. You fail, you get arrested. Night in prison. What kind of stuff do we have on fucking news? Wow, loads of stuff here, man.
There's all kinds of shit going on.
All kinds of shit.
In the world.
Do you want to talk quickly about anything you can find that gathers your interest? Because I'm just about to do something very quickly.
Sure. There's a couple of cool little stories here. Courtesy of our chums at the BBC, once again. The first one really caught my eye, and it is as follows. Pet Shop Boys protested ID cards. The Pet Shop Boys were among the first celebrities through the door at number 10 to congratulate Tony Blair after Labour swept power in 1997. Blah, 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 blah. However, that was until Mr. Blair decided to argue the case for ID cards. The move so angered lead singer Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys and his musical partner Chris Lowe that they have devoted a song, called Integral, to the issue on their new album Fundamental. They have also been inspired to write about the relationship between US President George W. Bush right. and Mr. Blair with a song called I'm With Stupid. Ooh, cheeky.
Which one's with Stupid then?
Who knows? I think they should both get one of those t-shirts that point at each other.
Just a double arrow.
Cool thing about this, though, is it's good to see people who are in kind of the media eye, the media focus, actually taking a stand and saying, you know, this is bollocks. Mm. And even if it's just a song on the Pet Shop Boys album, then it's better than nothing. It's nice to know we're not alone and we're not mental little nutters on the interweb. So it's a pretty cool move by them, I think. Not that I'm much of a fan, but nice to see them do it.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to stop faffing around with this PBX because it's just going to distract me to hell. We'll have another fucking crap episode of me going, ah! In the background. While things fall apart when they shouldn't really be falling apart. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks again, hasn't it? You know, fucking teachers still haven't arrived. T-shirts that have arrived that I ordered separately came in a wrong size.
Ooh.
Yeah, medium. Now, my fat ass is not going to fucking get into that bitch. So I had to take him back. Well, I have to ship him back tomorrow, which is...
You're taking them back to Germany?
I'm taking them... Well, they originated from US, so yeah, I'll...
Oh.
So I've got to ship them back sometime, somewhere.
So is this the same batch that wouldn't turn up and turn up one at a time and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whoever you're using, what are they shit, frankly?
Yes. Well, if they don't arrive anytime soon, then I'm going to have a whole fucking thing about it on the show. Like, every single show, there'll be an intro about not using this company.
That's pretty much what we're doing at the minute.
Yeah, probably.
T-shirt update. They're still not here. Oh, fuck.
It's just, it pisses me off, because, like, people have already bought them.
Yeah.
And, like, they haven't received anything for the money that they've given me. So, it's just a bit of a piss take, because it makes me look like a cunt when I don't want to look like a cunt. Oh, well.
Too right.
What's this? Email scam could land you in jail? A warning of a new kind of scam has been issued by specialist fraud protection company Early Warning Today. The earliest scam, which is becoming a widespread as the 419 scam, I have no idea what the 419 scam is a lucrative offer of working part-time from our home or office for bogus overseas companies. The offer is made by fraudsters in a spam email offering you the chance of acting as a company rep for the fraudster's non-existent company. The work involves you using your address and bank account to collect and forward money overseas into the fraudster's bank account, normally by wire transfer. I saw this the other day actually come through our junk mailbox, and I was like, I've got to send them an email back going, yes, I'm very interested in applying for your offer. Blah, 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 blah. And then just like going, ah, you fuckers, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, I know it's a scam. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the 10 minutes it took you to read this really long email.
Yeah. Noobs.
There's a cool little thing here as well. Again from the BBC. Silent call fines to be increased. Sales companies that plague consumers with silent phone calls are to be fined up to £50,000 for each offence. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a tenfold rise on the maximum fine that is going to come into effect this spring. Basically, this is where great big call centres use computers to go through loads of numbers and dial you up. And then they try and put you through to one of their operators. So they can tell you about windows, buying double glazing and all that crap. But if the operator is busy on another call, all you get is silence. I have had a shitload of these. It's one of the reasons I don't bother to pick the phone up anymore. I wait for it to ring out and I 1471 on it. And if it says no number, it's most likely one of these bastards. So unless they keep it under 3%, dead calls made in any 24-hour period, they get fined £50,000 per dead call. That is brilliant.
It's fantastic.
I really hope, you know, it puts these arseholes out of business if they're doing this, because it's a pain. It's an absolute pain. They're also forcing them to use caller line identification.
Right.
So you'll be able to 1471 it, and you should get some kind of number.
Right.
And then, this is where the fun part comes in. we can all start ringing those numbers and taking up their time. Mm. Therefore, wasting their time, wasting their money. Fuck them. That's what they're trying to do to us. Waste our bloody time asking us about double glazing and kitchens and do you want a home loan and ugh, arseholes.
All right, so just being informed that the 1419 scam is the money out of Africa Nigerian scam. So that's basically what it is. Actually, I wrote something up on the forums a while back. I didn't even know it was like supposed to be called the 1419 scam. But there we go.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. Oh, a little thing about Ava Media. That's the little thing I bought. Remember, I was talking about it on the show, about the digital TV. Apparently, it's begun shipping the card that you need to connect to your computer. That's weird. To connect to. I will connect to my computer to freebie satellite TV channels. It's DVB-S Pro PCI card hooks up to your reception dish and gets the kind of PVR and portable. I just sprayed fucking links in my face. Oh, fuck.
Why?
Because I wanted to see if it was like full, and then I pressed it down too far. And I thought never mind.
Spray it in your eyes to see if it's full, man.
No, I was spraying it like in the air, but directly at my face by mistake. At least one side of my face smells quite nice. Voodoo. Yeah,
I'm just glad you weren't trying to look inside the can at the same time with a cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
I can't see. If it's a light. Ow! My face. Burnt face, man.
Gotta do some of that shit. right, program archiving features that you don't get from standard Satbox. The DVB-S Pro hooks to into your DVB blah 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 software and comes bundled with infrared mirror control and all that kind of crap. It's pretty cool. I've got it, and it doesn't actually work that well. To be quite honest, you need some serious ass fucking fine connection or something like that. It doesn't actually work terribly well. But also, word of advice, you need USB 2.0 drivers to actually use it. It doesn't work without them. So, you know, just thought I'd let you guys know.
Yeah, I think Ava Media do a fair amount of good stuff when it comes to TV capturing.
They're
one of the known names in that field.
Yeah.
I think I've got a couple of gadgets knocking about somewhere. But then again, I think same problem, I couldn't get them working right. So maybe I shouldn't say they're that great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be using them right now.
I mean, also, I mean, to stress, which this article doesn't stress for some reason, and we should stress a lot because stressing is quite important. where am I trying to go with this? You need a TV license to be able to view this shit. So if you buy one of these fuckers, you actually need to pay for a TV license, even if you're going to watch it on your mobile phone, on your laptop, PC, or what otherwise.
Yeah, unless you already have one for your house.
Indeedy doody.
No. It's pretty much any device now that can pick up TV.
Yeah.
If that's not the way it is right now, that's the way they're really trying to get it to go. So, assume if you can pick up TV, you need a license.
It is like that right now, sadly.
It is, yeah. I didn't know, because there was a recent story we did on one of the old shows about mobile phones.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were trying to close that little loophole.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The TV license is one of those things you pretty much have to resign yourself to.
Sure.
You're fucked. Actually, you've got to pay it. Otherwise, they'd start charging you and fining you and knocking on your door.
Yeah.
Nasty things like that.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi. It's working again now.
It is indeed.
Fantastic.
It's just the Linux version of Skype being unbelievably shite.
I think all versions of Skype are.
Yeah. How are you this evening?
Not too bad, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, very good. I mean, I have some slight hacking to do here because I've got to try to hack my washing machine to persuade it to let my clothes out because it's fucked.
Yes, yeah, I've done
and
that.
And the clothes are in, they're getting a nice soaking, not washing, and it's fucked.
Yeah. I've actually talked about that on one of the shows where I've had to do this shit. Yeah.
So you got any good washing machine Uber Leet hacking tips there?
Well, one of the ways to do it is that there's a quick release on most washing machines. If that fails, which for my case it did, what you need to do is basically get that... Is it an old type rotating clock cycle one?
Yeah, if you say so.
What you need to do is get it so that you turn it all the way round for when the cycle is to pump water out, turn it back on, wait for it to pump all the water back out, then turn it back to zero, then open the door. That will actually release the locking mechanism, enable you to free your clothes.
Yeah, I tried to do this already, but I couldn't actually get it to drain. I wonder if the valve is blocked or some shit like that.
Could be.
That just means that I've got only one option, which is to flood my kitchen.
Yeah. Well, the problem that I had was that the carbon things, the carbon holders on the motor went, so it couldn't power the motor, and it thought that it was powering the motor, so it just kept on pumping all this water inside. And then I had to, I had to spin that cycle, whatever it is, the clock thing, all the way around to drain. Drained all the water out, spun it to zero. It thought it ended the cycle and then released the lock. So,
yeah, whatever. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Bloody technology.
Yeah.
It's arse, isn't it, technology?
Yeah. Have you ever had a problem with that planet? I don't know if you wash your clothes.
No, I avoid the problem by not washing.
Yeah.
It's very easy. No, mine's been fine.
Yeah.
I've got an old one that's ran for years. Old school washing machines for life.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do if it locked up and kept all my clothes in it. Probably, well, I don't know.
Start crying.
Cry, first of all. Yeah, that's top of the list.
Hit it.
Scream at it, kick it.
Try and smash the glass.
Turn it off and on.
Yeah. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
You are taking the piss.
It might work.
No, seriously, it's just like, it was entertaining for about a minute. Going, hey, my washing machine's shit, I need to hacks on it. And then it was, okay, this is no longer funny. Just let my clothes out and don't flood the fucking kitchen.
I don't know. Some gentle persuasion of the axe kind would do it. Maybe like a sledgehammer or something like that. Pickaxe right through the glass would do it.
I think that would be undesirable. Probably.
You'd lose a washing machine, but you'd get everything back.
Oh. I'm sure this is going to go down as one of the least interesting topics on Hacker Boys ever. Well, since the last time you talked about it, anyway.
Yeah. It may be somewhere in the top 10.
Right. Way down below man boobs. They were much more interesting.
Oh, man boobs was one of our classics. Indeed. What am I doing with this? Go away. Ah! Fucking spam on the hacksaws. Timed out. Right, that doesn't fucking work. Okay. I think I should really just, ignore this asterisk stuff and concentrate with the show. But Ionix keeps on pushing me. Try this. Read out everything that you see in front of you while doing a show. Anyway.
So is this Aspic thing working? I admit that's a stupid question. You're just sitting there going, it doesn't fucking work.
It is working to an extent, yeah. But it's not letting me call an extension, which isn't good news. And it is for Ionix, which is fantastic news. But it's a bit shit because you're trying to have a PBX, which means multiple people on the same thing at the same time when you can only have one isn't really beneficial to your needs, is it?
Yeah, it sounds even more shit than what we're using at the moment.
Yeah.
At least we can get two or three of us on before it goes mental.
Yeah, let's just say it will just be one person talking to themselves in an echo.
Nice.
It's echo, 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 voice radio, 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 radio.
Ooh.
I like that little effect there. So, any news on your little spider?
It's rather a strange little program. I was just doing some coding, seeing if I could basically make a web robot, also known as a spider.
Yeah.
Because it's like web, crawls over the web, spider. That was the whole thing anyway. I guess it was a term more used like in the earlier days of the web.
Yeah.
I don't think you hear it so much these days, but...
No.
The the aim was really just sort of general random exploration to see what's out there, because we've got all these things like Google, which will let us search the internet for something very specific, and it's quite good at that. And we've got people like Netcraft who give us some very vague, sanitized, cleaned up stats about, you know, how many phishing sites there are in Malaysia or something, like whatever it is they do these days. But I thought it'd just be interesting to just see what's going on around, you know?
Yeah, indeed. It's a very cool project because I don't know if you want to, but you could maybe explain how how you went about with this, because you know where would it kind of start? Does it have like a reference point and then move on from there or something like that?
The current implementation, what I've got is I've got a queue of pages that are waiting to be spidered, and it right. only goes and fetches one of them at once to make things easier. And what I do is I give it a seed, an initial page to start from,
right?
And it gets that page, and every page it will essentially load it into a parser, which is not quite the same as what a browser does, but it basically picks the links out manually out of the HTML and then figures out what page they're pointing to, and then makes a decision as to whether they're interesting to it or not based on some rules that just tell it that, you know, things that are pointing to private pages or not in HTTP methods aren't interesting. And then it adds those pages to the queue with a priority based on how interesting they are. And
right.
I've set the interestingness factor as being the further away, or if you're going somewhere where you've not been before, then it's more interesting.
Right.
So most web robots, what they do is they stay on one site. So you can go and get one of these. There's a very popular program called Zenu, which is a Windows GUI application. It's a bit buggy, but it's quite functional, and it's for a web developer to like test their site, see if they've got any broken links on there. So basically it looks at one site and it explores every link on the entire site and checks if any of them are broken.
Right.
Which is great, but this robot I've got does more or less exactly the opposite. As in, it only usually checks one page per site and then goes off somewhere completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So within a few links, it can get to sites that aren't even vaguely related to where it was. So I started it off this evening at dig.com.
Right.
And it found all manner of sites. I've not got any data here to hand. What's it been accessing recently?
So basically, you can start off from one site and then you can end up in a completely different thing.
Yeah, I mean, I started from Dig.
Right.
And it's been looking at all sorts. What's the last site that it's looked at? Well, it's just been going around. It seems to have hit quite a lot of news sites recently, so it's been on all the big content people like CNET.com
right.
and whatnot. Hit the BBC a bit, but not very much, because it only looks... It's not interested in looking at every single one of their pages. It's sort of taking a representative amount. Only
right.
one or two pages from each provider.
Right.
There's something called com.com, which I think is something to do with CNET. Some big American content network. The kind of things that the all the Hollywood probably approve you looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And basically... one of these pages that's got, like, ads filling about 80% of the screen, and somewhere right in the middle, just next to a thing that's going, flashing at exactly the right frequency to give you epilepsy, is the actual article.
Right.
And it's split up onto 19 pages with about one paragraph on each page, with a microscopically tiny next button that you've got to press, which is, like, 1 millimetre away from a flashing advert.
Yeah.
You know the kind.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But fortunately, it's blind to flashing adverts. So, for some reason, we're seeing... One of the sites that I got stuck on, actually, mm-hmm. there's a bug that caused this thing to break, was something called treehugger.com, which I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. So has it stumbled upon any kind of porn sites or anything like that? Anything good?
It may well have done.
Right.
I would think it probably hasn't, because it started off from sites that were fairly biased against
yeah.
porn anyway, and it's not got very far just because of the sheer number of links that there are on the internet. And similar content does tend to congruate, even if you deliberately try and spread out. I'm sure it would find some sooner or later.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, it's, would you ever release that source code so people can take a look at it, how you've done it? Or?
Yeah, I might do.
Yeah.
The difficulty at the moment is it's probably going to require some prerequisites that most people don't have on their machine, because this is all written in PHP.
Right.
And it's running as a PHP command line app.
Yeah.
But the version of PHP I'm using at the moment has not even been released yet.
Right.
So it might work with one that has. It's entirely probable.
Cool. And, I mean, I guess if you went all out on it, it would take up a lot of bandwidth, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I've been deliberately... There's a couple of things that reduce the amount of bandwidth it requires. One is that I've got a deliberate... wait in there where it actually does sleep. It does nothing for 2 seconds in between each request at the moment. That's partly for the prototype and partly because it's just put more polite.
Right.
And the other thing is that if you hit a site that has got a web server that's down or is very slow or is
uh-huh.
not responding for some reason, because it's essentially doing one thing at once, that jams the whole process up. And if you wanted to do some big sort of get an idea for a sort of reasonable proportion of the sites on the net
sure.
this way, then you'd clearly have to make something which would do a large number of pages in parallel.
Right, okay. That's some very interesting stuff. I mean, I've always been wondering, like, how the hell does one create their own search engine sort of thing? You know, I guess from the data that your little spider creates, you can then place that into a database. And then you can create some sort of querying function whereby You know, you just type in blah, 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 hit return, it goes ahead, you know, queries the index, comes back with what it's found and the URL, and off you go. So I guess you could literally, from doing that, create your own search engine.
Well, that's one possible application, but there's quite a few technical problems with doing that. One is it's not very easy.
Yeah.
But we don't let that bother us, do we?
No.
And the other problem we've got is that it's kind of pointless because other people have already done it. Like, Google has spent about the last 8 years trying to make the best search engine they can, and they've got heaps of people over there in California, most of whom are probably much cleverer than me, and they've spent 8 years at it.
Yeah.
So I think it's unlikely that we're going to get any better results than them.
Sure. But it will still be very fun to try.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
This is like one piece of the puzzle. I'm just getting some really bad feedback there, I think.
About now?
Maybe not.
Okay.
It's Skype. It's bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just a little thing that I've been faffing around with this evening. Unfortunately, I think I've got beyond the scalability limit of my current technique. So, and I've only had this thing look at a couple of hundred pages this evening. So, I mean, you could look at that many in your browser.
Sure.
More or less. I think that's something that's going to need some re-engineering. And then I'm really looking to see if I can collect some sort of technical statistical data about what's happening on the internet in general, which might be interesting or might be total bollocks.
Well, it would be interesting to kind of customize your own search engine in a way, create like a Hackavoy search engine or something like that. I don't know, it sounds like an interesting project.
Well, you could make it so that its spidering it would basically go down pages that had relevance to particular topics preferentially, if it could somehow determine that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's difficult, but you know, if you had a page that was linked from lots of hackers' sites, then you might be able to say, well, that page is now given an elevated priority for spidering, so that we're more likely to go and get it than some page on news.com.com.
Sure.
That's probably all about AMD's lawyer's call on Skype.
Yeah.
Whatever that's about. Sounds like tech news. Sounds very tedious because it's got the word lawyers in it.
Yeah. So that will be regarded as less interesting for the spider.
Yeah, the trouble is that it's difficult to determine that. One of the problems you get with this sort of stuff is something called the Byzantine generals problem. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, never heard of it.
Right, well, it's I don't know exactly what the scenario was, but it was something along the lines of it was during the siege of Troy. It's a classical thing, ancient Greece or somewhere, there's these generals, the boss, the guy who's in charge, says, well, I've got all these generals and I know that one of them is a traitor, but I don't know which one.
Right.
And the snag is that with web content, you've got content which is essentially Byzantine general-like. The Byzantine general is not just someone who doesn't do what you tell him to do. Mm-hmm. He does the worst thing that he can possibly figure out to do to feed you misinformation and or misguide the other generals by feeding them disinformation, etc.
Yeah.
So he's kind of exactly the opposite of what you want. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the Byzantine general's problem in general is something where you say that no one thing, even if it's maliciously guided against you can seriously upset your system.
Yeah.
So in this case, some sort of classical military strategy, there was some way of sending messengers to the various generals in such a fashion that the traitor would either be discovered or wouldn't be able to do anything bad.
Right.
Whereas, otherwise, you know, an example of a Byzantine general type web page would be a web page that appears to contain one thing but actually contains another, which is a technique known, Google certainly call it cloaking, which is where you produce a web page which has got one set of content for robots and another for people.
Right.
And Google have got a very strict policy on it that they will ban any site which contains such pages. But there are also lots of other things, like if you've ever did a search for something quite popular, then you might find a page that looks like it's got the words you're interested in, but when you go to it, it's just a load of ads, and then at the bottom it's got a huge paragraph of seemingly random
but vaguely
related words.
That's right. Yeah.
This is a spam page which exists just to try and come up as a hit on the search engine.
Sure.
Probably most of these pages are just linking to some site that they want you to go to, even if you don't personally want to go there, like something that gives them money, like a paid-for-click.
Sure.
Yeah? And that's also quite naughty. And back in about, say, 1998, people didn't do this very much, and the ones who did it in a very unsubtle way, which was extremely easy to detect by Google. Which is why in 1998 it used to produce such fantastically good results. Oh, 1998 was when Google started, by the way.
Yeah. So, strictly speaking, Google just changed their algorithm and blocked all this stuff. I'm just going to have to leave you and Planet just for a few minutes. I've got to pop off for the Peyton piss break.
Cool, man.
Cool.
Planet.
Howdy. Please, carry on.
Oh, but I'd finished.
Okay.
How are you this evening?
Not so bad, mate. Knackered, as always. However, still going, just about. How about yourself?
You just don't have enough stamina, do you?
I don't, mate, no. I get to this time of the day and I'm about bollocksed, frankly.
Is that a technical term, bollocksed?
Very technical. You won't find it in any normal dictionary.
I'm going to go off at a tangent a bit here, but I was reading some news the other day that I thought might be interesting to people on here.
Cool.
Did you hear about... This is not actually directly hacker-related. This is about the government giving MPs Toyota Priuses. I don't know if you've covered this already.
Yeah, they give them a choice between massive Jaguars and the Toyota Priuses.
Apparently so, but to me, what the problem here is that the Prius is not actually a particularly efficient car.
Okay.
Despite being a hybrid, it's actually pretty rubbish because it does fewer miles to gallon than most smallish diesel cars that you can get in this country.
Yeah.
And indeed, quite a lot of petrol ones as well that aren't hybrids. I mean, it's something that seems to have been created specifically for the Americans so that they can tick their box.
Yeah, which is why. Feel good about cutting down on emissions and things like that.
I can't hear a word you're saying. to Planet Hello, Lave. Mate. Earth to Planet Lave.
Hello.
Come back.
Was that you who crapped out or me? I can never be sure.
I'm not sure. Might be me.
It's probably 50-50. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I don't think this is working too well. This is the problem with this Skype, isn't it? It's not really designed for this purpose, is it?
Yeah, it's given us quite a few problems in the past. It's good for one-to-one conversations. You start getting into it, you start getting two or three going, and it just gives up.
Well, that's all right. It's sort of working here. I don't know whether... I've no idea what sort of systems we've got, but it's not too bad.
It's still going. That's the main thing.
Right, so did you... So what did you think about the... These Toyota Priuses, the two Priuses Prescott, as we're going to have to call him now.
Well, surely, even if the Prius is an absolute bag of crap, it's got to be better than what they're using at the minute, which is the massive Jaguars.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a lot more efficient than the Jag, but on the other hand, it is actually less efficient than quite a lot of other vehicles on the market in this country. Perhaps in the United States, that is not the case, given that there are a lot of much heavier cars over there.
Mm. Obviously, the best solution is to find the most fuel-efficient cars and then make them all use those ones.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd think so, but the the problem is that they've just got this hybrid system, which is very complicated. Which does help the fuel economy, but not as much as it would do if they just put a smaller engine in, less weight in there in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm back, by the way.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yes, I totally agree. About whatever you were talking about.
It's just relating to the old story we did about the... MPs having a choice between a massive Jaguar Toyota Prius, that there are actually better cars apparently out there than the Prius, more efficient, fuel efficient. So why the hell are they giving them the option of the Prius when there's just a better option?
Sure.
And stuff like that. I remember when we last talked about it, I think I said let them all take the public transport. And then maybe they'll do something about sorting that out.
Well, I mean, love him or hate him, you know, you can't say that Red Ken doesn't use public transport occasionally. He seems to do most of his TV interviews on the tube.
Have you guys heard about that poem embedded in Apple OS X?
Yeah.
Yeah, Apple OS X has... Apple has embedded a poetic broadcast to the to all the hackers that have been cracking the software. The maker of Macintosh computers had anticipated that hackers would try and crack its new OS X operating system built to work on Intel's corporation chips and run pirated versions of non-Apple computers. So Apple developers have embedded a warning deep inside the software in the form of a poem. The embedded poem reads, "Your karma check for today. There once was a user that whined his existing... OS was to bind, he'd do better to pirate an OS that ran great but found his hardware declined. Please don't steal Mac OS, really, it's way uncool. Apple Computer Incorporated."
Oh no, it's way uncool, we'd better stop.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what all the OS X hackers out there were shouting the moment they found it.
Yes. What I'd be more impressed about would be if you removed those words, if OS X stops working.
Yeah. It just shuts down and blows your computer into bits.
There was a obfuscated C contest winner, I think, or certainly entry, made by a guy called Arjen Kenter from Holland. And when you ran this program, it produced a big ASCII art smiley face.
Yeah.
And if you looked at the program, it was all total gibberish, except for right in the middle of it, it had the words Arjen Kenter. And if you change one letter of it, it screws its behavior up to some extent, or it crashes.
Cool.
So his name was actually an integral part of the program.
Yeah, so if somebody tried to change it and put, like, their handle or something like that.
So if you put Belial was here,
yeah,
it wasn't going to work.
No.
Not even slightly. It'd probably crash.
Yeah, I was playing around with something like that with Perl, where you'd have a sad face, and the code was the shape of an ASCII sad face. When you executed the code, it would become a smiley face, which is pretty
very
simple,
good.
But quite effective. What else do we have in this crazy world of news? Apparently, Microsoft is developing some sort of foot-powered user interface as an alternative or adjacent to computer mice. The interface, dubbed Stepped UI, works with off-the-shelf dance pads and allows users to navigate through emails and navigate through photo collections by stepping on a particular area of the mat. Users would be able to scroll through, open, close, and delete move messages using the interface, which is said, which is still in early stages of development. The idea was of 155th research project Demon during a TechFest event in Microsoft Redmond's HQ this week. I don't know why it's taking so long. It must be pretty simple to do this kind of thing. It's like make your own driver and patch it through to a little program that controls whatever happens on the screen.
Yeah, I don't think you even need to do that, because, you know, like these DR dance mats or something. You can just get one of those, which presumably goes into either USB or a standard joystick port on your PC.
Yeah.
And then you can just write a program that reads that and does whatever it needs
to
do.
Yeah.
So I'd have thought that would be pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Mind you, you look pretty daft in some marble faceted boardroom in your posh suit with some DDR mat on the floor going, yeah, hang on, I'm just checking my email and just getting down there.
5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Maybe there's a lot of users out there that they're trying to get money from who have no arms but are professional tap dancers or something like that. It's a big untapped market.
You never know. You could probably use it to, like, drop weights on the buttons and stuff. I don't know. Headbutt against the wall while deleting emails.
Have you seen those, there's some input devices you can get for some consoles that have, like, a camera that tracks your movement somehow and, like, controls the characters based on that?
Yeah.
Maybe you could use that to check your email, like virtual reality email.
Yeah. Ooh, enlarge your penis, yes. and also to all PDA users, a piece of malicious software has been released that can infect Windows PCs, and a Windows mobile device attached to it has been discovered. A group of security research claims to have found the first virus that can jump to a mobile device after infecting it, a PC. Interesting. That's pretty fucked up now, yeah?
Mad stuff.
I guess it was just a matter of time for this to happen.
It's not really that surprising. Only last night you were talking about a Trojan for J2ME phones and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't actually exploit any actual vulnerability other than gullibility of the users. But, you know, someone could easily do it for any device, really.
Sure.
If you don't have, like, if you can run non-signed binaries on it, then yeah. people are going to write ones that do dodgy stuff.
Exactly. When will they learn not to click on those emails?
Never!
Well, I mean, in most corporate systems that use, like, Outlook or whatever they use with Exchange, there's a policy setting. It actually just doesn't let you open certain types of attachment at all.
Right.
And this was introduced as a sort of patch by Microsoft back in 2000, just after the Isle of You virus shut down half the world's email.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where, you know, someone sent me a zip file and I just couldn't open it at work until I was told by our sysadmin what the loophole was.
Right.
Which is, if you're using Microsoft Outlook, they've got an application called Outlook Web Access, which is basically a webmail front end to it that can be set up by the admin.
Right.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, just got some feedback there.
Okay.
And if you use this Outlook Web Access, you can actually open any attachment you want.
Right, okay.
Even if they've got a policy that doesn't let you open...
So you can still pretty easily get around it.
Yeah, but the thing is that although it's fairly easy, it's still much too difficult for the kind of people who'd be gullible enough to open these things in the first place.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it looks like there's been a huge backlash against the AOL's email tax. More than 50 organizations are joining forces to protest against AOL's plan to start charging for emails. AOL is planning to charge mass emailers a fee to avoid the ISP's spam filters and guarantee their marketing emails arrive straight in AOL's subscribers' inboxes. Thank fuck for that. Somebody's actually listened up and done something to protect these people.
Have you heard about AOL's existing email policies?
No, not their existing ones. What's that about then?
Well, because AOL are AOL and yeah. they actually think they are God, their mail servers basically choose what they want to accept and not
yeah.
based on some rules that they determine from time to time.
That's right.
Which... are totally arbitrary.
Yeah, we've...
based.
Sorry, go on.
You've covered this before, have you?
No, I was just going to say, I've actually had problems with this in my line of work, whereby AOL simply will not accept emails sent from our domain because we don't have a reverse DNS, and everybody else accepts it. So basically my policy was, if it's going to an AOL user, fuck 'em.
Well, that's not the only thing. There are quite a lot of people who don't accept mail if it's got a duff reverse DNS or no reverse DNS. But there are other reasons that they don't accept it. Like at one point, they had a rule was if you have an IP address in the email anywhere, then we won't accept it.
Right.
So you can imagine if anybody's using AOL to do some, you know, maybe they're setting up some sort of private network for someone, and this thing, oh yes, well, you want to connect to the Jiggery Pokery server, it's on this IP address, la-di-da-di-da, 10.0.5.
Right.
Then that message will never arrive.
Okay.
Because it contains an IP address. All IP addresses are deemed to be automatically evil.
Weird. I don't think Planet can hear us, so I'll just drop the call and call him back again. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah. just it broke up a bit if I turned my levels up, so I was just staying in the background being quiet.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry about that.
Which I'll continue to do. No, it's cool.
No, speak up, man.
I'll chip in every now and then.
Yeah. By the way, we're...
I'm listening. I'm interested.
We're quite short on time. We've got about a minute to go, and then we need to end things because we don't want to get cut off on we need to basically stick to an hour.
Cool, dude.
Okay. Hello. One second. Hello. Ah, damn it. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Just trying to... Ionix. I think he... Well, he's trying to call me through the PBX. I don't know. I can't hear him, but... that's pretty cool. At least it works. Anyway, we'll sort that out after the show. Cool. Well, let's kind of wrap things up now because I want to have enough time to finish the outro music. Just let everybody know, if you need to send an email to us, it's radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Tomorrow is our last episode of the season. Hopefully we'll do some mad things for that tomorrow, and hopefully the thingamajig will be fine. The PBX will sort of halfway work. We'll play around with it more tonight. And just like to thank all our listeners. Good night from me.
And from me.
And me too.
See you all tomorrow.
Yo, I started stealing Bosa, seeing this world in lessons colored rosa. Trying to compose myself in this world filled with Kosa. My soul slipping, in my ass karma's kicking. In this wind I'm pissing, these rich motherfuckers' asses I'm not kissing. To cover up the problems, they just built more prisons. But they can't stop the poverty, there's just more killing. In bullshit media story, get top billing. I'm not a slacker, I'm just chilling. The Persian Gulf War test our weapons, kill millions. I got more songs than Bob Dylan. Sleep walking on this path of life. I see my reflection through the blood of my knife. Strife fills the ghettos, white live near the meadows. Fuck this shit, since when is peace the absence of conflict? Like my man Tosh speaks, we don't want no peace, we want justice. In some ways we all miss the old days. So you don't like my behavior, false saviors continue to extract my labors. Life for a gangster or raver, pick your flavor. Newsflash, the rich showing our ass and all the cash. They got us hooked like a big mouth bass. Damn, time slips away fast as we await the stock market crash. Utter destruction looms, world trade is doomed. The gold got my boy zoomed. I can't stand your ways. I'm starving, I haven't ate for days. I'm a rat with a snake lost in this here maze. These bullshit trends got me crazy. Sit on my ass, smoke weed, fuck life, I'm lazy. My whole fucking world balanced on the edge of life's knife. Rich motherfuckers got my wallet in a vice. Can't afford shit, so I live off brown rice. Crapped out two eyes, looking at me from the dice. West Coast lifestyle, thinking murder while I smile. Laughing, but in 3 months I got another trial. Fucked up on heroin, but I'm in denial. Till another comes like me, it'd be a while. Nobody even talks or dials or drives a mile. No facial hair, you treat me like a juvenile. You need 100 acid trips to see my style. Since my birth, it's been hell on earth. All this talk of saving, these heroes with their capes are waving, while the kids fall face down on the pavement. The police race to put a baton in your face. Truth to your tall tales, not a trace. I'm the man behind the iron mask. Hallucinations, I see white vans full of tasks. I'm full of rage, on a binge lasting 5 days. Locked up from the inside, my house is my cage. Give up on life, I'm slapping on my veins. Losing my family, but I just can't change. My sanity is going out of range. I'm drained, my heart's bust open with pain. Fuck this world, addiction is cane. A stain is all my life left, 5 year bid. Don't blame your girl for leaving like she did. Full of anger, cause another man is raising my kid. Punish the lumping with hate, using the American dream as bait. They throw you in the hole, they take death to all the killers.
as your prey. Mainstream mad cause we got the
streets of madness, self-deceit and sadness. Take no defeat cause I'm bad.